There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi, it's Eric, welcoming you back to the tranquil sanctuary of Listen to Sleep. The rainy winter continues up here on the mountain. And with the holiday season upon us, I have an original two-part Christmas story for you. It takes place on a snowy Christmas Eve in the picturesque town of Brambleburg, where a solitary writer named Emily embarks on a magical journey through time, rediscovering the true essence of Christmas. Her experiences of witnessing love, joy, and community in a bunch of different eras transform her outlook on the holiday and her own life. But before we get to the story, can I ask you for a favor? If you're looking for a gift for friends or family, I'd love it if you'd consider giving the gift of mindfulness and sleep with a subscription to Listen to Sleep Plus. It's the ad-free premium version of the podcast. They're going to love having immediate access to over 400 meditation and bedtime story episodes in their favorite podcast player. Listen to Sleep Plus also includes 8 full-length audiobooks that are only available to supporters, like Winnie the Pooh, Peter Pan, The Wizard of Oz, Treasure Island, and more. And as a bonus this month, when you subscribe or give it as a gift, I'll send you and your loved one a link to download the audiobook of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Yours to keep and share with family and friends. Just let me know that you got it, and I'll send it to you. It makes a great last-minute gift, and truly, it would help me and my family out so much if even just a small percentage of you who listen shopped for your gifts this year for friends and family at listentosleep.com. You can find a link in the show notes, and thank you so much for your support. Let's take a deep breath in and out, just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress, and another deep breath in and out. nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. And one more deep breath in with me. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. The Christmas Eve Wish. In the quaint, snow-covered town of Brambleburg, where every cottage bore the touch of Christmas, from twinkling lights to wreaths of holly and pine, there lived a writer named Emily. She lived in a modest, ivy-clad house on the edge of town. Her world confined largely to the realms she spun with her words. Emily watched the festive preparations unfold from her window, feeling an outsider to the joy and camaraderie that seemed to envelop everyone but her. The townsfolk, wrapped in their winter finery, moved with a purpose and lightness that the Christmas spirit bestowed. Among these cheerful souls were Laura and Beth, a couple whose love seemed as natural and integral to the town's fabric as the ancient oak in the village square. They ran the local bakery, and their laughter often spilled into the streets, as warm and inviting as the aroma of their freshly baked gingerbread. Emily watched them not with envy, but with a wistful longing, a yearning for a connection she had never truly felt. As Christmas Eve approached, the town was aglow with anticipation. Children scampered in the snow, their cheeks flushed with cold and excitement, while carolers rehearsed their harmonious renditions of timeless Yuletide songs. Yet, within Emily's heart, there was a quiet, hollow space that the festive cheer couldn't seem to fill. Delving into Emily's past, one would find a long string of quiet, solitary moments. As an only child, her companions were often books and characters of her own creation. Love, romantic love, had eluded her. It was something she wrote about with a blend of both keen observation and distant longing. On this Christmas Eve, as the twilight cast a soft blue hue over the glistening snow outside her window, Emily sat by her fireplace. The crackling fire provided warmth, but the flames seemed to dance with an energy she couldn't muster within herself. She gazed at the flickering hearth, her mind wandering to the Christmases of her past, a collection of quiet celebrations and solitary reflections. In a moment of uncharacteristic whimsy, Emily closed her eyes and made a wish. It was a simple wish, yet one that came from the deepest part of her heart. A wish for true love, for a connection that would bridge the gap between her world and the world outside her window. As the clock struck midnight, heralding the arrival of Christmas, a gentle knock sounded at Emily's door. Surprised, she wrapped a shawl around her shoulders and opened the door to find an old woman standing there on her doorstep. The woman's eyes twinkled with an unspoken knowledge, and her smile held the warmth of a Yuletide bonfire. "I heard your wish," the woman said, her voice soft as falling snow. "On Christmas Eve, the most heartfelt wishes have a way of being heard." Emily, taken aback by the woman's sudden appearance and mysterious words, could only muster a bewildered response. "Who are you?" The woman's smile widened. "Just a traveler who understands the power of Christmas wishes. Be open to the magic of this night, Emily, for Christmas is a time when the most unexpected miracles can happen." With those enigmatic words, the woman turned and disappeared into the snowy night, leaving Emily standing in the doorway, a mix of skepticism and wonder stirring in her heart. As Emily returned to the warmth of the fireplace, the world outside began to transform. The air shimmered with a subtle magic, the snowflakes swirling in patterns that seemed to dance to an unheard melody. The town of Brambleburg, familiar in its festive attire, now took on an ethereal quality, as if time itself were bending on this magical Christmas Eve. Emily felt a drowsy heaviness in her eyes, and she surrendered to it, letting herself be drawn into a dreamlike state. When she opened her eyes again, the world had changed. The town, the people, the very air she breathed felt different, as if she had stepped into a different era, a Christmas from a time long past. In this dreamscape of yesteryear, Emily found herself outside her childhood home. She saw a younger version of herself, wide-eyed and full of innocent wonder at the Christmas festivities. The memories flooded back. The excitement of Christmas mornings, the laughter of her parents, the simple joys of a childhood long gone. As she watched her younger self, Emily felt a pang of nostalgia, a longing for a time when Christmas held a magic that seemed lost to her now. She realized how her life had become a series of solitary routines, her work her only solace. The scene faded, and Emily found herself back in her living room, the fire still burning steadily. She sat there, a sense of melancholy enveloping her. The journey into her past had awakened a realization. Her disconnection from Christmas was a reflection of the walls she had built around her own heart. As Emily pondered this revelation, the air shimmered once again, hinting at another shift in time. She felt herself being drawn towards another Christmas, another era, with a mix of apprehension and curiosity, she stepped into the swirling snow, ready to uncover more of the Christmas mysteries waiting to be revealed. As Emily stepped into the swirling snow, the world around her transformed once more, the ethereal magic of Christmas Eve enveloping her in its embrace. She found herself standing in the bustling streets of Brambleburg, but not as they were now. It was a Brambleburg from many years ago, the air filled with the echoes of a bygone era. The people around her moved with a festive urgency, their styles and mannerisms hinting at a time long past. Emily wandered through the streets, a spectator to a Christmas of yesteryear. The shop windows were adorned with decorations of old, the toys and gifts hearkening back to a simpler time. The sound of horse-drawn carriages mixed with the laughter of children and the calls of street vendors selling roasted chestnuts. As she meandered through the town, Emily's gaze fell upon a familiar sight, the bakery, a cornerstone of the town for generations. However, it was not Laura and Beth behind the counter, but a previous owner, a kindly man with a white apron dusted with flour. The bakery was a hub of activity, with families selecting cakes and pastries for their Christmas feasts. Emily felt a warmth growing within her, a connection to the town's history and its enduring traditions. She watched the people around her, their faces alight with joy and anticipation for the coming holiday. It was a reminder of the timeless spirit of Christmas, a spirit that transcended the changing times. As she continued her journey through town, Emily began to see the holiday through the eyes of those who lived in a different era. She witnessed the simplicity and the genuine delight in small pleasures that characterized this Christmas past. There was a purity in their celebrations, a focus on togetherness and goodwill that often seemed lost in the modern hustle of the holiday season. Amid the throng of people, Emily spotted a young couple, their hands entwined as they admired the Christmas displays. There was something remarkably familiar about them, and as Emily drew closer, she realized why. The couple bore a striking resemblance to Laura and Beth, as though they were ancestors of the women she knew. Their love was evident, as real and profound as that of any couple she had seen in her own time. Emily's heart swelled at the sight, understanding that love, in all its forms, had always been a part of the town's history. It was a timeless truth, evident in the way the couple looked at each other, the silent affirmation that love was love, no matter the era. Her journey through this Christmas past was not just a window into history, but a mirror reflecting the enduring values of love, joy, and community spirit. Emily began to understand that her feelings of disconnection were not due to the holiday itself, but to her own barriers against the world. Eventually, the scene began to fade, the echoes of the past Christmas growing fainter. Emily found herself again back in her living room, the fire now reduced to glowing embers. She sat there, lost in thought, her heart brimming with newfound realizations about the spirit of Christmas and the universal language of love. As the clock in the town square chimed, signaling the late hour, Emily felt a pull, a gentle tug at her soul. It was a call to another time, another Christmas. With a sense of anticipation and a heart now open to the lessons of the past, Emily rose from her chair and stepped once again into the magical Christmas Eve, ready to explore yet another chapter of the town's and her own history. With each step into the enchanted snow, Emily felt the world around her transform once again. The crisp air of Christmas Eve carried her to another era of Brambleburg Christmases, a time distinct yet familiar in its festive spirit. The town square, adorned with garlands and golden lights, radiated a charm that seemed to come from the pages of a storybook. In this Christmas past, Emily noticed the people dressed in styles from decades ago, their laughter and conversations imbued with a timeless joy. The window displays of the shops were simpler, yet they held a certain allure, each item crafted with care and love. As she wandered, Emily found herself outside a small theater, its marquee announcing a Christmas play. Drawn by curiosity, she entered, finding a seat amongst the audience. The play, a heartwarming tale of family and the magic of Christmas, unfolded on the stage, captivating Emily with its sincerity and warmth. The actors, though from a different time, portrayed emotions and stories that were universally understood. Emily watched, mesmerized, as the narrative of love, forgiveness, and the joy of togetherness filled the theater. It was a poignant reminder that the core of Christmas had always been about the connections that we forge and cherish. After the play, Emily stepped back into the cool night air, her heart a bit lighter, and her mind swirling with the emotions evoked by the performance. The town was alive with the sounds of carolers, their voices harmonizing in classic Christmas tunes that had been sung for generations. As she continued her exploration, Emily's path led her to a quaint coffee shop, its windows fogged up from the warmth inside. She went in and found a cozy corner where she could observe the other patrons. Families and friends gathered around tables, sharing stories and laughter over steaming cups of hot cocoa and coffee. Sitting there, surrounded by the festive ambiance, Emily felt a sense of belonging she hadn't experienced before. The conversations around her, though from a past era, resonated with her. She realized that the feelings of love, joy, and togetherness weren't confined to a particular time or place. They were an integral part of the human experience, shared across all ages. Her journey through the Christmases of the past was not just a revelation of the town's history, but a reflection of her own inner desires and fears. She began to more deeply understand that her sense of disconnection was not due to the lack of love around her, but her reluctance to open her heart to it. As the night deepened, the coffee shop began to empty, and Emily knew it was time to leave. She stepped outside, the cold air bringing a refreshing clarity. The snowflakes, each a unique pattern of nature's artistry, fell gently, reminding her of the uniqueness of every Christmas and every story. Emily walked through the snow-covered streets, her mind a whirlwind of thoughts and emotions. She felt as if she were walking between two worlds, the past and the present, each teaching her valuable lessons about life and love. Emily's attention was caught by a group of carolers singing a timeless melody that seemed to weave through the crisp winter air. The songs, some familiar and some long forgotten, resonated with Emily, reminding her of the enduring power of music to connect and uplift. Amid this scene, Emily's gaze fell upon an elderly gentleman sitting alone on a bench. His eyes were fixed on a small photo in his hands, and there was a gentle, reflective smile on his face. Emily felt a kinship in his solitude, a sense of shared understanding that transcended the need for words. As she continued her walk, she passed a family engaged in decorating a towering Christmas tree in the town square. The parents lifted their children to place ornaments on the higher branches, each decoration carrying a story, a memory. Emily paused to watch. The scene was a vivid portrayal of the holiday's power to bind generations. These scenes of Christmas, the solitary man with his memories, the family trimming the tree, vividly illustrated the holiday's many dimensions. Emily realized that Christmas was not just a time of outward festivity, but also a period for reflection, for honoring memories, and for finding joy in both the grand and the quiet moments. As the evening deepened, Emily felt a shift in the air, a gentle nudge of the magic that had guided her journey thus far. As the evening deepened, Emily felt a shift in the air, a gentle nudge of the magic that had guided her thus far. The snow began to fall again, each flake a tiny marvel of beauty, twirling in the soft glow of the street lamps. Emily's heart was open, and her spirit had been lifted by the scenes she had witnessed. She walked into the gently falling snow, embracing the unknown wonders that awaited her. The snow began to fall again, and Emily's stroll brought her to the local chapel, its doors open, inviting the community to a Christmas Eve service. Hesitantly, she stepped inside, the warmth enveloping her as she found a quiet spot in the back. The congregation was filled with townsfolk, both young and old, their faces alight with the reverence and peace of the sacred night. The service began with the choir's voices rising in a harmonious rendition of Silent Night. The words, so familiar, took on a new depth for Emily, each note resonating with the rediscovery of her Christmas spirit. In that moment, she felt a profound connection to those around her, to the generations who had celebrated this holy night in this very chapel. As the service concluded, and the congregation filed out into the snowy night, Emily lingered. She sat in the quiet chapel, reflecting on her journey through these Christmases past. Each era had revealed to her the enduring essence of the holiday. The joy, the togetherness, the love that connected each generation. With her heart full of newfound appreciation and understanding, Emily knew it was time to return to her own Christmas Eve. The magic that had guided her through this journey gently nudged her once again, and she stepped out of the chapel into the softly falling snow. The world around her transitioned smoothly, the echoes of the past blending into the reality of the present. The snowflakes ceased their dance, and Emily found herself standing once again in front of her home, the lights of Brambleburg twinkling in the distance. She stood there for a moment, a sense of peace and joy enveloping her. Emily's journey through time had reawakened her Christmas spirit, reconnected her to the joys and wonders of the season. She realized that the magic of Christmas was not just in the past, but all around her, waiting to be embraced and celebrated. The snow underfoot, the twinkling lights, the distant sound of laughter and music. All these elements of Christmas that had seemed so distant to her before now filled her heart with a joy and belonging. The experiences of the past had not just been a journey through time, but a journey within, leading her to rediscover the essence of the holiday she had long overlooked. That night, as she prepared for bed, Emily felt a contentment she hadn't known in years. The magic of Christmas Eve had transformed her, not through grand gestures or dramatic revelations, but through a series of small, heartfelt experiences that had reconnected her to the joy of the season. As she lay in bed, the clock striking midnight, signaling the arrival of Christmas Day, Emily felt her heart swell with gratitude. The journey through the Christmases of the past had been a gift, a reminder of the true meaning of the holiday and the power of human connection. With her heart full of Christmas spirit, Emily drifted off to sleep, eager to welcome the day with a renewed sense of joy and belonging. She knew that this Christmas would be different, a celebration not just of the holiday, but of her rekindled connection to the world around her. That night, in the quiet of her room, as Emily lay beneath her soft blankets, the experiences of the evening replayed in her mind. She thought of the old Christmases she had witnessed, each era revealing a different shade of the holiday spirit. The laughter of children, the close-knit gatherings, the shared stories and songs. It had all vividly illustrated the true essence of Christmas. Emily's heart, which had once felt so distant from these joys, was now brimming with a newfound appreciation for them. She had learned that the spirit of Christmas was always present, waiting to be embraced and celebrated in ways both big and small. Emily felt a sense of peace she hadn't known in years. The disconnection and loneliness that had once clouded her Christmases were now replaced by a sense of belonging and joy. She had rediscovered the magic of the season, a magic that had been there all along, just waiting for her to see it. As Emily drifted into sleep, the soft glow of the moonlight spilling through her window, she felt so grateful for the journey she had taken. The mysterious old woman, the magical snowflakes, the whispers of past Christmases, they had all played a part in awakening her to the beauty and love that surrounded her. On this Christmas Eve, Emily found more than just memories and reflections. She found a renewed spirit and a rekindled love for the holiday. She fell asleep with a smile, her heart full of anticipation for the Christmas day that awaited her, a day she knew would be different from any she had ever experienced before. Good night.